At this time, I'll call the special meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on June 9th at 9:01 a.m. I would like to open with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this day. Lord, be with us in everything that we say and do today. Watch over us and give us your mind as we make the decisions of this township. In Jesus' name we pray. Ralph, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And then how should we...
At this time...
Be absent until...
At this time, John Fleshman, Trustee Fleshman is absent.
Okay. So we've got Jim, we've got Ralph, and Fleshman absent at this time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Mazur, I will turn this meeting over to you since you have most of the stuff underneath your...
Thank you, Mr. Mazur. The first one is... it's a resolution 2023-089. It's amending resolution 2023-082, approving 80 hours of injury leave for Tim Myers. And I'll read the explanation. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning May 10, 2023 through May 23, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers per Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement. In 2082, we just had to fix the dates for his,
okay,
his injury leave.
Okay. I will make a motion. We do have all the paperwork. And
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
I will make a motion that we accept the resolution as written, and I'll be looking for a second.
Okay.
Robin, will you give us a roll call, please?
Thank you. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Fleshman's absent. Thank you.
Then the next resolution I have is 2023-088. It's approving resolution approving 80 additional hours of injury leave for Tim Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning May 24, 2023 through June 6, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers for Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement.
I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution as written.
Second.
Okay. Write it down. Okay. James?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then the other resolution I have for the trustees is resolution 2023-085. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations. It's number 8. For the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023. Whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2022-185 for the period from January 1, 2023 through December 31, 2023 needs to be amended. For example, some of the things we have $20,000 for auditor and treasurer fees. There's $1,000 for small tools, trimmers, and printers. And for the fire department, we have $25,000 for vehicle repairs as examples. And I think you have attachments. Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as the way it's written.
Yeah, we're talking to.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim, if we could just use yours.
Yep.
Since you have the that's perfect. Thank you.
And then Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a resolution here, 2023-090. It's a resolution approving the removal of a tree at 3136 El Paso Drive. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the contract with Peterman Brothers Tree Service LLC to remove a tree located at 3136 El Paso Drive, located within the township right-of-way, at a cost not to exceed $1,500. And you have an exhibit there, I believe.
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you. I will make a motion to accept the resolution as the way it's written.
I'll second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go, Ralph. Thanks. And, okay. Can I borrow your thank you?
Mm-hmm. We're teamed together.
Do you need to read? Is it the next one you got?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the
084?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Make sure Jim has it.
Resolution 2023-084. It's a resolution approving hiring Jonas Fitzgerald as temporary summer help. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The Board approves to hire Jonas Fitzgerald as temporary summer help for the Road Department effective 6/7/2023. Let me see.
At the hourly rate of $17 an hour.
What's your rate? What's that?
Yes, I'm sorry. At the rate of $17 an hour as temporary summer help for the road department effective 6/7/2023.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
No, I'll second that.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. I'm going to hand these to Robin. Oh, I'm sorry, Ralph needs to sign that. Thank you, sir. And being Mr. Fleshman is not here, I'm trying to find his notes. Bear with me. need to go into executive, and there are your three examples.
Okay. Well, at this time, I'd make a motion that the Board of Trustees goes into executive session. Executive session is to discuss the purchase of property on public for public purpose. If premature disclosure of information would be given a bargaining advantage to a person whose private interest is adverse to the general public's interest, Ohio Revised Code 121.22G2. Also, to consider the appointment, employment, and public of a public employee or an official as directed by Ohio Revised Code 121.22G1. Also, we are going to discuss matters to be kept confidential per state statute, Ohio Revised Code 121.22G5. With that being said, I will open for a second. Ms. Robin, will you please give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And at what time, sir?
We will be going into executive session at 9:12 on June 9th.
Okay, just give me a second to turn the recorder off.
Correct. And then I'm going to pass the gavel to you to do that. So.
One second.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to pass this to you since I came in late.
Okay.
And I can do this.
No, that's fine.
But if you're going to close that out, then.
Yep.
I'm.
Is that on? At this time, on June 9th at 9:59, I will make a motion to come out of executive session.
Oh, what's happened, Doug?
With the one statement being made, as we were in executive session, Trustee and Chairman John Fleshman did arrive. He was misinformed on time.
Misunderstood
the time of the meeting. So, Robin, would you please give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
With that being said, I would like to make a motion to move to terminate the real estate purchase contract entered into by and between Franklin Township and Mr. I am going to butcher these names.
Joe
Nadi and
I think you can say that the sellers
executive executed on February 13th, 2023. For the failure to meet the contingency in sections 4.1 of the contract, and authorize Township Administrator Amazer to prepare and send any required notifications on the behalf of the Township. I would ask for a second at this time.
I would second that.
We got John as a second. I would ask whenever you're ready to give us a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready, we're out of the executive meeting.
And at this time, I will adjourn from executive.
At
10:02, I will adjourn from executive.
You're fine. Just so you know, Julie, I sent her the copy of the termination letter. She approved it.
Just so you can have, I'd sign that, John, just for.
Okay.
Yeah, Julie looked at it and she approved it.
If I'm 5 minutes late, if you could send me a text, because all I was doing was in my office working. And I wrote in my calendar, but you sent me the agenda for today, but I didn't realize it was at 9. So I'm getting here thinking, well, I'm going to get her early to sign checks. And
I did send you a text.
Well, no, I mean, if it's here at 9, and it's 9:05, 9:10, and I'm not here, there's something wrong.
No. I don't know. Are we still in meeting for the interview?
Yes, we're still in. We're still in that. We're just out of executive.
I did text you.
What I'm going to do is ask for a recess, and we will enter back into session momentarily. 10:05.
Okay, back on.
Well, welcome. So you've been a resident for Franklin Township for how long?
Since October.
Okay. And can you give us a little bit of, I can read through this and ask questions, but give you an opportunity to address the board. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background?
So my background, I've only really had one job, and I've had it since 2003. I work for U-Haul.
Okay.
I'm the area field manager for U-Haul.
I'm sorry,
I'm the area field manager for
U-Haul. Okay.
I'm in charge of all U-Haul operations for Southern Ohio.
Okay.
For U-Haul.
For U-Haul.
And give us a little snippet of what that entails, if you would.
Basically, what my job is, trying to find the right words to say. Are you familiar with the old Myers down here?
Yes,
I am.
So that's a corporate store.
Correct.
My job is to go into independent businesses and get them to franchise with U-Haul in places where we don't have a corporate store. Sure. So like Southern Ohio, U-Haul's not going to put a corporate store down there. So I go in there, I get them to franchise with U-Haul, and then I train them, maintain the equipment, bring in equipment in and out as they need it, just so that way we can have a presence in that area.
And this has been your only, so you've been here since 2003?
Three.
Long term. And you're still currently there too, correct?
Correct.
Is that what you said, 2003? Wow, that is long.
So
20 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
20 years.
So are you planning on keeping the job as well as being a fiscal officer for Franklin Township?
If I can.
Okay. And what time frames is your schedule with U-Haul? And how does that, do you flexible in your time? Do you work 9 to 5?
I'm very flexible with my time. As I said, it's Southern Ohio, so it's 10:15. I'm still in Columbus.
Okay. So do you typically put 8 hours a day in that job, 10 hours in that job, the time you drive there and back?
I'm always on. I'll field calls at 6 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning.
So is majority of your work with them on scene or working from home or from an office?
It's mixed.
Okay. I know I ask a lot of questions. I don't want to take up the time for the other trustees.
That's right. Okay. I'm trying to understand exactly. So you're basically trying to sell franchises. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Not sell them, but
establish.
Establish.
Yeah.
We want long-term
partnerships. So you do call on new prospects, okay?
I do.
Where do you get your prospects from?
Driving down the road and turning right. Okay. And having to go in and having a conversation with people.
Okay. Yeah, I've sold. In other words, you're making cold calls somewhat. Yeah, I've done that too. It's a challenge sometimes.
It can't
be. Have you been pretty successful on that?
Very successful.
What would you say?
He's been there 20 years.
Yeah. So I've been with U-Haul for 20 years. I haven't had this position within U-Haul for 20 years.
Okay.
So your accounting background, I apologize. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
How would you fit into, now this is strictly accounting and payroll and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What did you have experience doing?
Accounting and payroll.
Things, keeping books and.
Yeah. So I used to manage, before that Myers became a U-Haul, there was one on the corner of Georgia Bill and Sullivan, a little gas station. I was the manager there for 3 years and I had employees, did payroll, accounting, profit and loss.
Right.
And that's something, I don't have employees now, so I don't do payroll, but I still do accounting and profit and loss with the current job that I have. Because I have 35 franchisees.
So what programs are you familiar with when it comes to accounting?
I don't know what they are now, but I'm very, very literate with computers.
What programs did you use when you were working with called on the corner when you had employees at the store?
So that was all, like, they had their own computer program.
Okay, so basically you put in their time and track what their hours, and every week put them in, you know, put in their schedule and their times and etc. So you've done any type of work where you've worked with paying out to workers' comp, or paying into child support, or paying into their taxes, Social Security, filing, and those type of things?
Workers' comp and unemployment. I've never actually dealt with workers' comp and unemployment, but I've never dealt with child support.
Okay.
As far as accounting goes.
So with us, we have approximately 65?
There's 63.
63, I was off by a few. And Ms. Watkins, I would love the opportunity if you would, you know, in accounting, maybe if you have questions that would be pertinent for the board to hear of some of the software and different things that you have for each candidate we have, so that way we need someone hitting the ground running that would understand certain programs, et cetera. Because of the amount of people that we have, we do payroll every 2 weeks. It is a very important job. It is also a job that, as a elected official, you could be held accountable for errors and omissions. So are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've also ran for state representative 2 years ago.
Okay.
Did you? So you've had a little experience on in run for office then. Well, that's good.
So you wouldn't have a problem running in November.
Okay.
Okay. And you're aware that when you are appointed, the appointee time is a such set point, and then you run for office. Okay.
So let me just tell you a little bit. You probably need to know a few things from us right now. First of all, you run for office. You will run for office in November. You don't have a problem with that.
No.
So what you got here is, we had a resignation in our department, so her term actually ends next April, at the end. Is that right, Rob?
No, it ends March 30th, sir.
Okay, well, about March 30th.
Yeah, but you have to run for re-election this November.
Yeah, but you have to run for the next four-year period. Which, you know, I'm running for re-election as a trustee, so I could probably help you along that a little bit there too. But we can appoint you now to fill the term until next spring.
Right. I'm familiar with all that.
Okay, you've moved that. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you understood that. Okay. So basically, if you're hired now, you know, here, you're going to be, well, not safe to say, it'd be, how does that actually work, Robin? If, okay, so we appoint him, and for some reason, he says, hey, I'm walking, I'm not going to run for office.
March 30th, It'd just be the same thing again.
Right. I mean, if he's appointed, hypothetically appointed,
right,
he would have his. What your appointment is for is from now until March 30th.
Right.
That's the appointment period.
And if he decides
right,
not
then
to,
I would have to rerun or run.
No, you have to run now. You have to run
November.
This year.
But I think if we appoint him, or hire him and appoint him,
mm-hmm,
which this would be, you know, the duration of this term, this current term. I guess that's what I'm saying there. He would be required to run in November.
Right. And if
he's not required, if he doesn't want to continue the position, the appointment is just till March 30th.
Right.
I mean, we can't require you to run.
Or if he was...
Right. Or if someone else chose to run as well in the election.
And they succeeded.
Right. But so the appointment is guaranteed employment through March 30th.
Right.
Yeah, clarification on what the state requirements were.
Right. It's guaranteed employment through March 30th of 2024.
If you wanted to keep the position, that would be up to you if you run or not in November. If you were only wanting to position and go through, or you were beating, if you were succeeded by another candidate in the November election, then you would only be here to
March 30th.
March 30th.
I mean, the guaranteed employment of this conversation today is March 30th.
Yeah.
And then between now and there's a cutoff at the Board of Elections, like August, that you need to pull your petition, get it signed, get it turned in, so that you're on the ballot in November of this year of 23, so that you could be, if you would win in the election, then your new term starts April 1st. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
for a 4-year period.
Yeah.
Now, I know last time when I ran, that the cutoff time to go to have myself petitioned and turn all this stuff into the Board of Elections was like a year and a half prior to the actual election.
It's a different type of election.
This is a different
type. It's August. Yes. August. It would be August 8th.
Okay. Yeah, so you have to pull petition now, which all can be done electronically.
And how many signatures do I need to have for the
petition? It's a minimum of 25, but they suggest 75.
That's for Franklin County.
No, Franklin Township. Only registered voters in Franklin Township can sign your petition.
Yeah, is it based on party?
No.
Nonpartisanship.
It's just registered voters. And you have to make sure, because you can get people to say, "Oh yeah, I'm a registered voter," and then they're going to, once they review your petition, they're going to take your name off.
Right here, I would be allowed to sign your petition, John.
All voters,
Jim, Robin.
If we're in office, we're registered voters.
We all live in the township.
Just a question. And this is, I think, very important because of this part of the issue that we faced in the past.
Yeah.
With fiscal officers, is how many hours a week are you as an individual willing to commit to the position?
Yeah. I think you're becoming expected to work somewhere around 25 to 30 hours per week.
Per week.
I mean, what is that? That's his expectation. What is your, within what you described to us as your job responsibilities, what are you willing to, you know, what your full-time job expects of you? And we found that we've had other folks come in with a full-time job and they say, "Oh yeah, I can make this work." Then they're in here for a couple of months and they realize, "Oh, this isn't working for me," and they resign. So that's one of the critical questions I have,
mm-hmm.
is right. Because there is a big learning curve that takes anywhere from 12 to 18 months to really grasp all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning after 5 years. You know, there's always something new coming up, going on, a law changes, you know what I mean? So you have to be able to commit the time at the beginning. And then what Mr. Horn is saying, the 20 to 25 would come down the road. And gentlemen, if I'm misspeaking, please correct
you're
me.
You're right. It takes time. It's a minimum of a year, and you don't get your feet wet.
Right, and I think the commitment, I'm going to throw out a commitment of anywhere from 30 hours to 40 at the beginning.
Yeah, and I believe.
At the beginning, and then once you start grasping things, and you're like, "I can come in and do accounts payable, right. I can help get you through that," you know, and it's not going to all be thrown at you at once, you know. We're going to be gradually giving you things to learn. And then once you get those things down, then you can obviously pull your hours back because you're getting more swift at what you're doing and more efficient where you don't need as much time here.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that, I think, is important to support the department.
Absolutely.
Is to have someone that's willing to.
On a job like that, he has to understand, you know, the way that thing works and what you're expected. Did you see the pay and everything on it? Okay, the pay itself is mid-30s. Now, if I remember right, he can get medical insurance and all that.
It's the same thing we get.
Yeah.
Right, we have a benefit package and everything that comes along.
I don't know what your job was.
If you need it.
Never hurts.
No, it depends on what you currently have.
Right,
you
know, I have really good insurance.
So you can compare apples to apples and decide if you
want
to keep what you currently have.
Because ours pretty much
both.
Is Cadillac. It doesn't have.
We've got a pretty little.
It covers everything.
I have a question.
Right, because yours is through the state or just through the township?
Through the township.
Okay.
Yeah. Why'd you apply?
So I'm a father of 5 young boys, and I just want to provide them a better life than what I had grown up. And I want to put them in a better position than where I was, so that they can succeed.
Okay. So having five young boys, I know having boys takes quite a bit of time.
Oh, is that what you said? He had five boys?
Yeah. Five young boys.
So
yeah, John had two, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
I'm about to get married and I have two stepchildren. And I can tell you that I'd be dead tired from working and they want to go bike riding. And it's like, okay. So what my concern is, because when you said it, I kind of perked up. I know what it's like with two, so add a couple more in. With putting 30 hours in here and also doing the U-Haul, I'm a photographer and I do this. And I have my own business. It's very difficult. And I know at times I don't get as much work done as I should, or I give up sleep. Have you given this consideration? And I think after hearing from us, because we have applicants, you should give this great consideration, because we've had two people in the last year fill the position. Actually, in the last 2 years, three people fill this position, and then it becomes too much because their lifestyle, they have two different jobs, full-time job, and then this, and they had no kids, but they had a fiance. Life, it was very difficult. There is a freedom to a degree of coming and going, but then again, you answer to the taxpayers of, are the minutes done? You know, that's another thing that that office does, is keep the minutes, like at the meetings, as she's recording, they're typed, they're sent over for approval, we approve them. So I'm gonna ask you to consider what we're saying to you, the commitment that it takes, because how much time are you going to take away from your family to do both? It's not saying that we're making this a decision based upon what your background is and you have another job. We're not doing that. We're flipping it around saying to you,
what you're getting into. Right, and know what you can offer us. Like, we're basically asking you, this is where the kind of to be successful in the position, and we're trying to be as transparent as possible for you, because we feel like maybe the other two candidates didn't have that information up front.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they, oh yeah, I can do it. And then they get in here and realize it's too much because my son needs this, or my family needs this, or my other job called and I've got a lot. And those are all things you're able to do. You're able to be flexible, but at the end of the day, the tasks have to be done.
Right, the job has to be done.
Yeah, and so that doesn't mean that if you're really good at accounts payable, and I know you're coming in, I mean, I'm your assistant, so you tell me, hey, I can't come in until 9 p.m., then I leave you a stack of stuff, and you come in at 9 p.m., and you work through that. Once you're efficient, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I'm confident to say, hey, he's got this.
Right.
And if he's working from 9 to midnight,
that's on him.
It's on you, you know what I mean? As long as you feel comfortable that the work's getting done at the end of the day, because they may ask me, but ultimately they're going to come to you. I mean, not that I won't be asked, but you're going to be the leader of the department.
The Board of Trustees does not have the power to fire you. You would be elected official. You can only, it takes a certain vote of the people to have a person removed. If they're not, as the public, not seeing what they're paying for, so to speak. I'm just giving a quick assumption of it. Not that I've ever seen that happen, but that's why you're graded every 4 years when you run for office, if you are doing the job to the liking of the people. So, and one of the biggest things is, the most important thing is communication between the board and respect for one another as we work together. What I've seen in the past with some, for some reason, we pass regulations, rules, spend the money, authorize the money, you would be preparing the checks and paying them. The only time that you can't pay a bill or pay something is if there is not enough money or it's going to create a hardship on the township. So what, in my opinion, that I've seen in the past is personalities come into play. Well, I don't think they need that new fire truck.
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Not what I think. It's what people think.
Right. It's what the board says collectively and votes on and passes a resolution, and the expenditures are there. your job is to get the things paid.
Yeah, correct. And sometimes that can be a disagreement between board and fiscal office.
When money is at play, it feels like it's your own wallet.
Yeah. And it can be a misunderstanding at times. That's why I think it's important to ensure, like, since I've been having to kind of fill in, since we don't have a fiscal officer, making sure the board has financial reports every month, provided with the information that they need, so when they're making a decision to purchase something, then they have the financials already in front of them, so there's not going to be that debate on, we want to invest in a fire truck, and then we say, there ain't no money. Well, they wouldn't know that if they didn't have the reports.
Right.
So they have reports, and they can look through and go, okay, we have capital outlay. We do have some investments.
Might have to move money.
Right. So they'll say, oh, well, can we move money from here to here? And then your job is to say, okay, but that money's been allocated for XYZ. We can't move that money.
Right.
You know, so it's more of an
There's
education.
There's good discussions there without it being a personal.
Right.
Because they're not getting that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. So giving them what they need tool-wise and financial-wise, report-wise, helps them make better decisions so that if there is time to purchase something, they already have the financials in front of them. So
right.
There's not that tension going back and forth with this office going, it ain't there. And then they're going, what? It's when, you know, so when they can say, yes, it is, it's right here on this line item.
Right. We you also know. Have an accountant that is working with us right now as well, which is a benefit to, if you're selected to your office, because he is overseeing a lot of the budgets.
Budgets in the county. He's essentially... Literally, with Robin's help, with all of our help, really, he is really doing our budgets right now. You know, and we have three departments here, police, fire, and road department, so the budgets are broken down in three sections, really.
And also the building
department. And now that is something that would take a long time to get accustomed to, a good year at least. So. We plan on maintaining this guy. I think that's what the plan is, and having him come in at least quarterly to do a lot of that type of stuff.
And he can be available as well
kind of,
as on retainer at some point down the road.
Your
Jeff would be around to help
run
us.
Of the mill, paying the bills, and of course Robin, she's been around it long enough here.
6 years?
Almost.
That, we couldn't live without her.
Well, processes are getting better and more efficient. Like,
yeah.
You know, one of the fiscal officers, while he was here, we were able to get established through our bank, like the check scanner. So when we get checks in the mail, we don't have to like, oh, I got to go to the bank. I got to go to the bank. I got to leave. I got to go to the bank. When we just scan them in and they deposit that day, you know,
right.
So makes money come in faster for us. I don't have to leave and keep running to the bank. I only go to the bank when there's cash, you know, and that only happens like once a week. Instead of, you know, piles of checks coming in every day, you can't keep that much money on site. We're not supposed to by law. We can only keep $1,000 or less on site. Otherwise, you have to keep it moving out of the building. So if I make the deposit, the checks through deposit every day, the money's dropping right into our account. So it makes it more safer. It makes it more efficient. And we're getting our money faster. You know, the deposits are going in faster. So there is a lot of steps that have been improving over time. But there's just a huge learning curve. And I can contest to that, you know.
Yeah,
so with all of that, I'd like to hear some more from you whenever the trustees are done.
You know, the thing is, I'll tell you where I'm at right now. I think you're a bright young man. You're still young, believe it or not. I don't know how old are you.
You can't
ask that,
that,
Mr. Horn.
Huh?
You only
you can't ask that.
Don't answer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, can't we?
No, you can't.
Well, I mean, I was just...
Yeah,
you can't ask me.
We're not by law. We're not supposed to.
The other thing I don't think we can ask. I don't think we can ask if he's married either. Can we?
No.
No,
okay.
And we're not allowed to ask any of those kind. If he volunteers to share something, that's fine. But we can't ask.
Doesn't matter in your employment. None of that. Those questions
matter. They're not relevant.
I do have.
We can't discriminate against a person's age. Or I can't say the word.
Ethnicity, gender, there's a whole list of things, but those are questions we're not supposed to be asking.
I can still answer if I want, though.
It's up to you if you want to share.
And you can share what you can share what you want.
But wait till they're all done asking their questions, and if you want to give a little synopsis about yourself. You can
I have a question for you. Can you give me an example of when your ethics have ever been tested?
In my job... there was someone who was down on their luck, and they moved to Florida. And instead of telling me and asking for permission, he ended up just taking a U-Haul trailer and moving to Florida. That's theft. I didn't report it stolen because he was down on his luck. I felt bad for the guy. And then when it showed up in Florida, the cops had him. And I said, as long as we got the trailer back. I should have reported it stolen and he should have went to jail for it, but he was in a bad way.
You know, as you can tell by what we've been saying, this is a pretty high-stress job.
It is.
It is.
We're being,
transparent. We're being brutally honest.
No, yeah.
Okay. It can be fun, but it can be very stressful.
And I know you've had some high stress working the U-Haul place on the corner of Georgia's.
Breathing in deep on that one.
It's basically retail, and I have worked retail, and it can be challenging. But we just don't want to mislead you and think it's just a cookie cutter operation. Well. No, it's high stressed, and you're dealing with difficult people.
Yeah.
And some of the things when he says difficult, I don't mean necessarily on a daily basis. But
no.
For instance, when we're dealing with payroll, because we do it in house, and something they're getting people are getting better, but you have a question about payroll. This paper says, I'm going to use an example of one I just ran into. I run it through the computer. The reports come through from the department heads that this person took this many hours of comp time. I put it in my system, which is tracking all of that and tracking lead time. The computer kicks back and says, there's not enough hours for this person to take comp time. So now I've got to call the department head and say, you approved this person to take set hours when they didn't have set hours on the books. And he's like, oh, my system says -6. How is that possible? I said, guess what? My system says -6 hours too. So they're 6 hours short.
Right.
So for instance, they took 48, but the system has them, they only earned 42.
Yeah.
So tensions are rising because I'm trying to be politically, you know, sensitive in my conversation, not accusing anyone of wrongdoing, because that's not the case here. But as a department head, how do you want to handle your employee? You know, so they have to, as the department head, make the decision on what other leave time they're going to use, because the person already took the time. So they got to look at their other leave balances and say, okay, well, we're going to have to take that other 6, and we're going to have to take 6 hours of vacation.
Or just be short that check.
And he said, he says that's not an option. Okay, so I can't make that decision. I'm not a decision maker. They're telling me take 6 hours off their vacation. And so I said, you're going to have to send me an email. You're going to tell me exactly what happened and why I'm changing my report. So right. You're seeing, so it becomes a little difficult conversation because I have to go off what my system's telling me, and maybe the system's wrong. Let's check each other's systems.
Yeah.
So he had the same number I had, -6.
But right away, you're the wrong. You're
immediately
messing with someone else's money.
Always the wrong.
Right, and so you hear
livelihood.
Yeah, you hear that department head go, like, you know, there's going to, there, here we go. Wow. You're preparing yourself for what, okay, it's we're at fault. This end, we got to be prepared. Our system must, and then when he said, oh, how in the world did I miss that? Like, they took ownership, and I'm like, whew. You know,
yeah. Well,
then it went back down again. And then we're on the same page.
Just
kind of an example.
Robin, I got a couple of questions. Trying to figure out how I can legally ask him about. Number one, Jim, let me ask you, you're the seasoned pro on hiring here.
Uh-huh.
So he's got five boys. Jesus Christ, I remember when I was a boy. And things like that. And somebody had to crack a whip or a pivot. Am I allowed to ask?
No, see, here's...
I'm not saying that. Let me just finish, John. Can I ask who babysits them? Or?
No.
Okay.
See, because
no. It has no relevancy to the job.
It seems as if he would never said that he had five children,
we'd never know.
Sway our decision. So he can give us any information he wants us, but it shouldn't sway
our... You just kind of threw it out. You got five boys.
Right. Well, I think here when we get all done, allow him, once we've given you all this stuff, and then you have the ability to kind of share your thoughts after hearing many of the things. I don't know if the trustees are done yet.
I'm done. I just want to follow up on the high stress. You know, it's not... I wasn't talking about internally. I'm talking about residents sending in request for public records, wants to talk to you about the budget. You're going to have that. It's going to be high stress, and sometimes they don't understand our work schedules. So just, I want you to be prepared. I don't want you coming in.
So I get the same thing with my franchisees.
I'm sure you do. I mean, with retail experience, I've had retail experience, and there's a reason why I'm not working retail.
Right. Right.
We're going to hear from Mr. Mazur now.
You said you've been a resident since October 22?
Yes.
Okay.
Just recently.
Perfect. So what are your experiences, a short time you've been in the township? What are your thoughts about the township, your opinions about the township?
I can only speak personally from the street that I live on.
Sure.
It's very quiet. I mean, it's the last house on the dead end road. So it's very quiet. Couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Great.
But the neighbors are perfect. We might be a little loud because there's six boys that live in that house. But everyone seems very welcoming. Very nice. I grew up on the hilltop, so I'm very familiar with Franklin Township. Yep. I don't know what the actual boundaries are.
Nobody does.
They change daily.
Go in and out.
We can give you the basics, but it does change.
We get excited when we see the map from the county, to see where we are.
Easy way to tell is, do they have round trash cans or square trash cans?
City trash cans or your
own. Right, or do you use local waste or alpha waste or one of the other people? Then you're in the township.
So you're going west.
Okay, guys. One other question.
He has the floor.
So living on the west side, going west, you're familiar with here. So that's great. So you have a background there. One thing I want to stress to you, and you've heard it, it's like any other business. You know, you run U-Haul franchisees, so you know. You're dealing with folks. The thing that's interesting about this is that's just it. This job is interesting. You're going to learn.
Oh, you'll learn.
You're going to learn police. Sure. You're going to learn fire. You're going to learn road. And there are three separate animals.
Yeah, they are.
But it's interesting to learn how they operate. Mm-hmm. Things that you never would think of. Mm-hmm. That they're involved with, that you'll be involved with. And then the last thing I'm going to say before you leave here, I'm going to want you to send me some references, like present, past employers, or business associates. You have my email address. But one thing I want to stress is this is a great support staff in here. Mm-hmm. These two ladies work their fanny off.
Yeah, they are.
So you have support, but to be blunt, and I think you have this, you gotta be thick-skinned. You really, really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because,
absolutely.
And again, I'm gonna be upfront with you.
Yeah.
You have to establish your presence here. Mm-hmm. You have 63 employees. For the most part, they're all good guys.
And two gals.
But you have.
I just want to be silly. Yeah. That's all.
You have to have this self-confidence about you, mm-hmm. Because if you don't,
I'll beat you down.
Yeah,
it will wear you out.
But you will have a tremendous support staff.
Yeah,
I try to run interference for everybody as the administrator. So you will have my support. And I think I've kind of established myself with these folks that, you know, if you're going to, pardon my language, if you're going to come in here and raise hell, you're coming through me. So just be aware that I think you have the personality and you have the experience, but be have a backbone.
Have to be present. I mean, it's just so important.
Yeah.
Like for meetings and different things. I know the board really likes to have the fiscal officer here. I mean, I can do the role, but they really like the fiscal officer to be at meetings and present for those things.
The public notices
And that. The public does notice it too. Yeah. Like, because they're looking to vote you. You know, these are going to be the people that vote you in. These are just a snapshot of the people that are voting, but there is probably a consistent 10 to 15 people that come consistently. And then their word of mouth, you know how that is, spreads quickly. And so that's why it's so important that, and I don't mind tag teaming, like when they have two meetings a month, if the board's acceptable to that, you could do one, I could do the second one, so that there is some presence with you, because that gives you some flexibility too, you know, or you do the regulars and I do the specials. You know, that's all something we could work out, but I think to help with the board as well as the people, your presence at the table is very important.
Meetings currently are now at noon every other Thursday, but depending upon from year to year, every January we vote what time the meetings are going to be. This is the first time that we went to noons for a full year. We've had some pushback from the audience that like to see it at 5 o'clock or 5:30 like it had been. But then again, there's a lot of people, the older people that come to the meetings, like the afternoons. They come and you know, then go home, it's still daylight. So we don't know from year to year, based upon who's in the board, of how it's going to work out to meet the trustees' needs, and we vote on when that's going to be. So I personally like the 12 o'clock meeting time frame, and then a lot of us, when we're available for different meetings, special meetings like right now, we've been able, fortunate, each of us have jobs or retire that we can get away from for meetings.
There's two per month.
Our calendar over here, the red are the meeting days. So,
and the green?
Those are pay dates.
Are pay dates.
But elected officials get paid on the first business day of each month.
I want a purple dot.
Yeah, the red dots are the meeting dates that are already scheduled for the calendar. The green dots are for the staff and their payroll dates. Elected officials get paid on the very first business day of the following month of which they've served. So, for instance, just to give you an example, say hypothetically you were appointed for July 1st. Your pay would be August 1st for the work you did in July. So it's a once a month for the elected officials.
Well, I think
dot on there for
I think you seem to have a lot of energy, and I guess, in you know, my perspective, I think the fact of trying to put your hours together. I mean, you know you all.
Schedule.
Certainly, like the back of your hand. You've been there for 20 years, you know. And you know what's there and what's required.
We only have a couple that are one or two days off, a Saturday and a Sunday.
Right, most of them, yep.
Depending on what you're looking for, if you want to learn government and things like that, good opportunity.
And there is training required through the High Revised Code statute for the position. Most of that training is done online. They will offer some in-person conferences and things, which the township does pay for, but you need to go to get those hours, because there's a certain amount of hours that you need to, training hours that you need within your first year.
Okay. So with this being said, gentlemen, we're getting close on time.
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to allow you, if you have anything for the board, any questions or comments that you would like to make, the floor is yours, sir.
I think you pretty much answered every question I had before I even had a chance to.
Stuff at you, but Ralph,
let him have the floor.
Yeah, no, I am.
Okay.
We were all after him, so he handled it well.
You pretty much answered any question that I had before I even had a chance to ask it. So,
okay.
Just to touch base, some of the questions that weren't allowed to answer.
Only if you wish, sir.
Only if I wish to. And I do,
only if
I
you
do
wish
to
share
not
your family or anything like that. That's up to you. I just want to make sure you realize that has no
and your
no
answer has
no
bearing on
making
it.
In
right,
our appointment. Gotcha.
Personable thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm 38, and I am married. My wife watches the kids a lot, especially when I go down south and when I'm at work and all that good stuff. And then they go over to my parents' house, and they hang out over there from time to time, too. So my brother comes over, and we work on hot rods and stuff.
Very fun.
Very fun. Very fun.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for me, and I know these guys are going, you should know this, I am sitting here thinking Powell Avenue.
Yeah, Powell Avenue. What are you thinking about?
Where
is it? It's one or two streets west of
Hague Avenue. You know where?
Oh,
yeah. You know where the old Big Bear used to be on Broad Street?
Yes.
The Breckless sits behind that.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. One second. Yeah.
West High School.
Are you talking about the high school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. I thought you were talking about his residential address. Yeah. I'm like, West High School's on Powell Avenue. I know exactly where that. I mean, I've lived in the township my entire life.
Did I put the wrong address in?
No, you just have your zip code. So, I mean, what area of the township do you live in?
Why do I know that?
Wiltshire.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not very far.
All the way down at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Butts up to the cornfield.
Very nice.
Was Kobe still west when you were there?
Who?
Coburn's? Was Coburn still west when you were there? Dave Coburn's?
No, he.
Dave Coburn's.
Yeah.
I graduated in 03.
Yeah, I just wondered if he was still there.
What did he do?
He was the athletic director, baseball coach. He was in it. See, he probably left before you graduated. He was an institution there. In the city, he was an institution.
We had somebody else as the athletic director.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, and if the board has any further questions, I thank you so much for coming in.
Yep.
I'm sure Mr. Mazur will be in contact with
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tim, when you get a chance, just send me those. You have my email address. Just send me
Tim,
those.
Tim, one question that we did not ask you, and is it okay to say Tim?
Yes, Tim, okay. Timothy, Timmy. Okay.
We ask.
When would be your...
You can even mispronounce the last name if you want to. You can call
sure.
it Ace.
I will.
Okay.
Well, this has got a long meal on the
start. If we were appointed, when would you be able to start?
The soonest available.
I'm sorry?
The soonest available.
I thought you said the 1st of April. I'm like, what did he say?
The 1st of April, we're going to backdate it.
Yeah.
Well, I would think to make payroll easier, I mean, in reality would be July 1st for the board, because that way we're not prorating.
Yeah.
But do we have to have someone in office before then by statute?
No, we're good.
No, we're fine.
July 1st?
Yeah.
We're good.
I mean, if that became an acceptable date.
Good.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out because of payroll, then we don't have to prorate. And we're good within the timeline because you will hire that person before the statute's over, but then their start date is this date. You know what I mean?
Now, first thing.
Is it that big of a deal on payroll?
Oh, it
is. It's a monster.
Okay.
It's a monster.
Okay.
You haven't set through payroll, have you?
The first thing you're going to have to keep in mind. Since you're going to have to run.
Yes, it's a monster.
It's time. It's getting a little tight right now, so you'll have to get your stuff from the Board of Elections and things like that.
So is it still the Franklin County Board of Elections?
Yes.
The petition
too? Yes.
Right.
And they can help you with everything. And,
if we decide that things are going okay and you feel like then we can guide you along if you need a little help for them.
And you still have an option. I mean, you still have an option. If not selected,
right.
You still have an option to pull a petition.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The position
right.
will be open for election.
Right. Yeah.
So just thinking both ways. Either way, if you don't get the position by appointment and you're still interested in the desire,
right.
then you can still pull a petition and run.
Right.
And the voters could vote you in possibly.
So that's probably where you need to look at getting on pretty soon. You know, ready.
Either way.
I know a lot of people around here.
Well, not too hard if you know your neighborhood.
Yeah.
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 Where do you actually live?
Wiltshire.
Oh, okay. Wiltshire. Okay.
All the way down at the end.
Okay.
Wiltshire is over towards Klein. See.
Top of
Klein. Yeah, it's that
way. Right up here, yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's top of Klein.
It's
off of Klein Road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very close.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for coming in, and we've got another candidate yet to come in. I believe they're here, so we will be back in touch with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
right.
you very
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate
thank
your time.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. Take care, Dan. Good seeing you.
We have Can we go into recess?
Okay, we will take a recess, and the time is 10:50. Out of recess, the time is now 10:55.
Come on in, get to the great chair in front of the Inquisition board there.
Would you like a bottle of water or anything?
I'm fine right now, but thank okay. you. Appreciate it.
Let me introduce you, Stephanie. This is Robin Watkins. She's
Hello.
An assistant fiscal officer. Mr. Leeser is a trustee. Mr. Fleshman.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Horn.
Good to meet you, Stephanie.
Nice to meet you as well.
Please sit.
You'll have resume copies.
Yes, we do. We do.
Got some right here.
Thank
okay,
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mr. Chair, the floor is all yours.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for coming in today. And I guess one of the things that I'm going to start off with, it's an impressive resume that you have, and you currently have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Do you realize what this job entails?
I do, yes.
Okay. So being able to balance a full-time job as well as this job is not a problem for you?
Would the obligation for this job require more than, say, 20 hours a week?
It usually is anywhere between 20 to 30 hours.
Okay.
I would say for the first year.
The first year is going to be closer to 30 for
yeah.
the first year.
Yeah,
closer
say,
to 30.
I'd
okay.
figure 30 probably.
Just for the learning curve of,
sure.
of, the,
oh,
different,
yeah.
of the different systems. And,
but by being an elected official, of course, you're being appointed, and then you would have to run for office
yeah.
this November.
Thank you, Robin.
Your office, you would maintain. We would not have a... You know, we cannot fire you. The board cannot fire you.
Mm-hmm.
You're an elected official.
Okay.
It's the people that would vote you in when you run, rather you do it. We've had in the last, I want to say, in 2 years, we've had three fiscal officers. For the last one was here, how many months? 2 months?
Yes.
2 months.
Yes.
Did a great job, great resume.
Mm-hmm.
But she realized that the position and the time because of family constraints.
The family constraints, the full-time job, and the juggling was just a lot.
Yeah.
That's why we're kind of we want to make you aware of it.
Oh, I appreciate that, but I don't really have family constraints. It's just myself and my boyfriend at home. We just have dogs and cats. So they're easy to manage.
Yeah.
You feed them and they're fine.
Yeah, but you know, life does change because
sure.
he could turn into a husband.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So.
If he's lucky.
I like that. I have a question. Why'd you apply?
Well, I am a numbers person. I have a fairly financial driven background, and I have time on my hands. So I figured why not? Instead of a hobby, why not a second job?
Sure.
I was, you know, one of the things is I was going to ask about is high stress, but I see you work for AEP, which
yeah.
you can handle stress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My daytime job is an electrical contractor, and I deal with AEP, so I
yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
How about you know, you live in, how long have you lived in the township?
About 4 years. It'll be 4 years in August.
What part of the township?
I live on Lowell Drive. It's
on
like
which one?
Lowell Drive. It's off of Wilson Road.
So I told you, John, I thought you lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Down by the church?
Mm-hmm. I'm the greenhouse 2 doors down from the church. Or like there's West Baptist, Ugly West Baptist, a home, and then we're right there.
Oh yeah. So
Jeff.
Yeah. I didn't recognize you.
That's my Jeff.
I met you.
Just walking
one
the
time
dogs
walking
and such.
By, yes.
Yeah.
So I guess you do live on my street.
Yeah.
That's the Yee's old house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
how do you like the township?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Do
I
you?
Think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and quaint.
Well, everything I see there looks pretty quiet and impressive, really. So AEP is your day job, so to speak, okay?
Yep, it sure is.
And can you tell us a little bit about your day job as far as AEP?
So I am in charge of managing our Western OPCO's regulatory filings. So I manage cases in Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas with the regulatory commissions in those states.
Does that allow you to work like from home?
I work from home Mondays and Fridays.
Okay, that makes it nice.
Mm-hmm. And I have the ability to work from home as needed. We're scheduled to go in 3 days a week, so I usually try to get in all three.
Well, that was, we're kind of wondering because you're going to have to spend some time in here during the day.
Physically in the building, yes.
Just as you're onboarding, mm-hmm. Learning the systems, learning and getting that down, mm-hmm. you'd have to spend some time in here. And
okay.
With Robin, and we have another gentleman. He's an accountant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's CPA. A professional accountant.
We brought him on board to help with the state audit, mm-hmm. And he's become a real treasure for us. He helps with budgetary numbers and things like that, but he would be very good at helping you onboard and get, but you're dealing with numbers, so it should not be that big of a transition. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure what all the systems are, but it looks like you're fairly, yeah.
I've worked with a range of different systems, yeah. All the way from DOS systems to more modern systems.
Okay.
It's all the state systems.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That type of thing. And
there is,
I don't know, I guess, were you not, you're probably familiar with some of the systems already, and it probably would not be like learning Greek to you, but to yeah. somebody else it probably
it would. Might be. Yeah, sure.
But
I think
we do have now. Robin's been on the job here for a while.
Yeah.
A few years. Probably 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5, I guess, the job, right? She's got about 5 years in, I believe.
Well, Robin going on 6. Yeah, 6 years.
Wow. Looks like.
So she, I don't say she knows everything. She knows the biggest part of it, anyway.
Yeah. And looks like you might know the ins and outs of insurance.
I do. Yes, I worked in the insurance field.
Yeah, insurance.
5 years.
Yeah, I mean that we're always looking for ways to save money in the
Were
township.
You ever a part of the NAIW?
I was not.
Okay.
Of course, with AEP, I'm sure you have a pretty good insurance package and things like that.
It's pretty good, yeah.
The township mm-hmm. is.
We got a Lamborghini.
You got a Lamborghini?
That's one of the
yeah.
things.
That's good.
If you wanted to participate in our program, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty lucrative program, too. So.
I'm sure.
So, Stephanie, if you were appointed for this position, are you aware that you would have to run in November for the position? Because the position in which, if you are appointed, is only going through March 30th, I believe, is what I wrote.
Yes.
Yeah, March 30th. So there's two ways of doing this. Let's say, for instance, we appoint you, mm-hmm. you decide that you do not wish to run, you're still guaranteed that March 30th that you would mm-hmm. retain until whoever wins the election. Mm-hmm. If no one wins the election, then we go back, or if no one applies to run for it, mm-hmm. Then we would have to appoint someone again. Okay. You would be the third person in 2 years for this position. How did you hear about this position? Was this through Facebook or something that we put out?
I think it was the little like newsletter.
Okay. So you wanted to make sure that you knew that the position, even being appointed, mm-hmm. you're just finishing out the person that left.
Yeah.
But by statute, Board of Elections, you would have to run for the position
sure.
for 4 years. So basically, if you win the election or if no one runs against you, then come March 30th, then you would have 4 years to the fourth March 30th.
Okay.
Well, it's really officially March 31st, the end of March.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Correct. But the 30th would be your last day.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and then the 31st would start your first of 20, that'd be 2024, 25, 26, 27, 28. It would take you through March 30th to 28.
Term,
yes. So do you have questions for the board?
My question is, for the time commitment, is the expectation that the fiscal officer be in the office from 8 to 5? Is any like 5 to 8 in the evening acceptable? Like, what is the expectation?
So here's the expectation. As long as the duty of the office is being fulfilled, mm-hmm. this board does not set your time. This board does not okay. have jurisdiction over you. Mm-hmm. The only way you can be fired is removed from office, and that would take a body of pool of the residents, sure. and it's never been done. I mean, it's been done other places, but yeah. the township has not been done.
Okay.
So basically, as long as expectations are meeting, we have 2 meetings a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're at noon.
Okay.
We also have other meetings that are like this meeting that comes up. We need your assistant would be Robin Watkins, and she would be under you. And you would run that office.
And she, you know, like special meetings and things like that.
Yeah.
Her covering them, that's fine. With, I mean,
that's up to you.
It's up to you. That's okay. your department.
Sure. Right.
You know, but
okay.
as an elected official, mm-hmm. the people at the regular meetings, the people, they take notice if we're not here.
Right.
Sure. That makes sense.
yeah.
And you said those are usually held at noon?
At noon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a fairly flexible schedule, so
yeah.
as long as
and
I have a week in advance, I can usually move things
yeah,
around very easily.
Basically, what the gentleman was saying is there is 2 required meetings a month.
Yeah.
Now, currently, we're having our meetings at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it changes.
Is that something that you could work out
yes.
with
yes.
the AP?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So, whenever we have our appointed days, you know, and these guys kind of like the new or you know the daytime meeting, and I guess if you can get away at that particular time on your
yeah,
time,
that shouldn't be an issue.
Usually about a couple hours is about it's what it takes. Now,
about an hour and a half.
For me, actually, for me, I can have it an hour.
Yeah.
John's usually 2 hours.
He's the problem child. Good to know.
That's your neighbor up there.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
yeah. But that now that is now the rest. You know your other work. I mean, you can work out of house yourself, really.
Okay.
You
sure.
know, I guess some of the you know they worked evenings on you know if they wanted to
there's
do
some,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people. You know, we have minutes that are being taken from the meeting. They're recorded. They're typed. Things of that nature. But what we have found, like I said, is some people that the last person and the person before that, they tried to manage their home life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a person that even had a fiance or married. They weren't married, but they were working 2 different jobs,
mm-hmm.
working a job and then working this. And it was just becoming, I guess in a way, I'm not an accountant person, so it's going to take me 3 times longer than
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me to understand credit and debits, which I'm using as purely as an
it's a great example.
Example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone's like in school, which one's greater than the other one?
Mm-hmm.
So some people there would be a learning curve, but for someone that already knows it, they hit that it makes sense to them.
Right.
They speak that language,
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't take as much time.
Yeah, it's the same way, you know. Me coming in and wanting to talk to you about cameras.
Yeah.
yeah.
Either or someone
true.
Coming to me and
right.
me explaining electric.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes perfectly good sense to me why it ain't working.
Yeah.
But
so it depends. And one of the things that we have, I've been 10 years. Ralph has got 8 years. You've got your first year in,
year
and a half. And one of the things that we see is as an elected officials, we definitely need to work together.
Sure.
Say, for instance, the board decides on expenditures. Your side of it just pays it. Sometimes, now, if their budget isn't there, or there's only 2 times you can deny it, is if there is no money or if it bankrupts the township.
Okay.
Physically, you would have the obligation to say, no, I'm not signing these checks. Sometimes, what we have seen, I have seen over the years, personalities come in, well, they don't need a new car, hypothetically. I'm just,
sure.
this didn't happen. They don't need a new car. They don't need a fire truck. They can
yeah.
walk there.
Yeah.
Because it feels as if it becomes
their money.
Like yeah. you're managing your money.
Mm-hmm.
But the board is the one that manages it.
Mm-hmm.
This department facilitates the
money. We should be working with you.
Right.
Yeah.
And alongside of, we should be working alongside of one another and going, hey, you know, you're giving us financials once a month, we should have a good idea of what those financials are.
Yeah.
But hey, we should be coming to you when we're going to do a giant outlay and go,
how's this look for?
How's this look?
Podcast?
Okay.
Is this going to cause you major headaches? Yeah. Minor headaches? What do we need to do here?
Sure.
And have all the paperwork in.
He's with the sheriff's office. He's asking to use the restroom. Can I walk up through?
Yeah. It's a public building. That's okay.
Come on.
Come on in. You're fine. It's just right over here.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No, no worries.
It's all right.
No worries.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you're...
Oh, I see.
Probably your two most important...
You turned your camera over. I see.
I know. I gotta turn the camera off.
Your two most important people would be this gentleman and Robin.
Yeah, you'd be working...
Steve has had prior experience here with other... Like Hilliard or some of them. Yeah.
We have a great team here.
Yeah,
in the office.
We have a good team.
They make us look better than what we deserve.
Well, they really
That's
do.
That's good. It's a good team for sure.
We got Nicole, Robin, Steve. They do a fantastic job. And like I said, they make us look better than what we deserve.
Well, we got three aces here. There's no question about
that. I can tell.
And we're very fortunate to have them. And from that standpoint, there is a wealth of knowledge for you, and there's probably very few questions they can't answer to you already, and of course, I'm always good for an answer here and there.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, you know, with him, we kind of buddy around a bit. We're the old timers here, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Thanks,
Rob. So we've been around. Yeah.
So do you have questions for the board?
I think my only other question would have been, like, what was the reason for the prior individual leaving family? Yeah.
So the last person was
Thank
on
you.
For one,
mm-hmm.
1 month or 2 months? 2 months?
2 months.
Yeah. 2 months.
She just had out professional opportunity.
1949,
okay.
Similar job like yours.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
She could do both.
I don't know why you don't have
that. With having a family.
I think
too.
I did way back in the day. I haven't been over here for a
while. Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, if we're never here, if we're not in here.
Understandable.
You got the number now.
Because as you start to do it, you know.
Yeah, two nines at the end.
How many nights have you decided you're going to do your banking online
yeah.
and then
yeah.
you're trying to find something yeah. and you guys were going to watch a show and now you ended up 3 hours into figuring out a problem, contacting the bank.
Yeah.
Similar thing here. You may think you're going to come in and it's going to be, and then you're, well, I'm not going to make it for dinner. I got to finish this up.
Yeah.
So you've already stated, you know, reason we're not looking for answers from you to see if you're fit for it. We're giving you the answers to see if you're fit for the job. Meaning,
see if you want the job.
Step. Right.
Because it.
Yeah.
This is the third time in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's not always high stress,
yeah.
But the potential of being high stress,
yeah.
very high stress, is there. That's why, you know, but working, like I said, working at AEP, you understand stress.
Yes, I do. I know it very well.
If you're looking for, you know, of course, a decent little paycheck there
yeah.
and things of that nature.
$33,000 a year plus
yeah.
benefits.
You
want really good.
If you want to learn something
yeah.
more in depth about government, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, working as a regulatory consultant,
well,
you work with government all the time. It's
I
just,
do.
Just another,
yes, I do.
Another step in and giving you more mm-hmm. more building blocks.
I agree. I think it'll be complementary to what I do during
yeah.
my 9-to-5.
I guess it's more or less if you think you can fit it in with your total life. You know,
I think so, yeah.
Well,
I think so.
Then I'd say you would definitely enjoy it because there is a lot for you to learn, not only internally from a government standpoint,
yeah.
but you got to meet all your neighbors.
Yeah.
Everybody that lives in the township, the possibility of you meeting every one of them is pretty good.
Yeah,
over
absolutely.
Time, you know,
mm-hmm.
so
the monthly meetings. Yeah.
Person, then that's kind of, I guess, where you want to be, something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is obviously where your day job and that, it's going to cut into your private life some, you
sure.
know. But,
understand for sure.
These guys do it, and, you know.
Just
Stephanie, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn, what's nice about this is you're going to learn about the fire department, police department, the road department, the operations in the township itself. So it is
interesting. Yeah, well, that'll rub off on you, you know.
And yeah. Things that you've never encountered before, you're going to learn. So it is a great experience.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that we'll have to move pretty quickly on.
Hey, Ralph, let Steve finish, please.
I thought he was.
One thing I would like to ask, what's your experience with direct department heads?
Oh, I work with VPs and CEOs in my current position, so okay. I used to work it all the way up the food chain.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I wanted to make you aware of that this is a great support staff with Robin and Nicole here. There are times where department heads need education.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We're going through an audit. We're going through an audit right now. And me personally, I spend a lot of time putting out fires. I run interference for you.
Okay.
And Nicole and Robin, because we have department heads that are still grasping how things are supposed to run properly. Mm-hmm. And it's a very slow process educating them. Mm-hmm. So you will have department heads come in here not understanding how things are supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times they get a little irrational.
Yes.
But I promise you, and Nicole and Robin will say this, I'm the first one that they're going to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make you know that there are situations. We're getting there.
Yeah.
And we're establishing ourselves as an administrative office. But a lot of what you're gonna do after you learn all the ins and outs of how we function
mm-hmm.
will be education.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So good, I'm glad that you, and I'm gonna be very blunt, you're gonna deal with, when you deal with department heads, you're dealing with highly educated, highly professional people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different here.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear a lot, well, that's not how we've done in the past.
I hear that a lot, yes. Still. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens is,
I think that's a common thing.
Yeah.
What happens is, and the trustees have been great with me, that's when I step in, and mm-hmm. I'll run a buffer for
yeah.
you, as I do with Robin,
okay.
Nicole. She takes care of herself.
Good stuff.
Nicole okay. takes care of herself.
My favorite saying is, Eusta doesn't work here.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
this
that.
What?
I like
Eusta
that.
Doesn't work here.
No.
We used to do it. No, Eusta don't work here.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah.
I can steal that one. Yeah.
The one very important thing that you need to know now, I don't think you told her about the election per se. Well,
yeah.
You told her about that, but you didn't tell her she better hustle. Because there is...
Mm-hmm.
You know, a limited time on
okay.
the deadline to file
yeah, to get
is in August 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we still have.
I'm running for.
And either way, whether we appoint you or not, you're welcome to run
yeah.
in that election.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you know, I'm
decision.
Yeah. Now I'm running for re-election. I'm around here, and if you need a little help on this or that, like. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to get with you on it.
Appreciate
that.
And
what you have to do is go to the Board of Elections
mm-hmm.
up there on Morris Road.
Okay.
And you get your, you sign up that you're going to be run for Franklin Township Fiscal Office.
They'll walk you through it.
And
okay.
Yeah, they'll walk you through the whole thing.
Okay.
They'll give you, now you have to get the forms from them, which, and you're required to get for a township, you have to get 25
minimum of 25
minimum of 25
signatures.
You
can get that in one neighborhood.
I would recommend
yeah.
50.
Yeah,
because they're going to throw a lot of them out
mm-hmm. if they're not ready.
They threw my wife's out.
Oh, okay.
When I ran, I'm like,
she doesn't count, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, and I think there's like a $30 filing fee at when you go, but there is a deadline on getting your apps back or your
When is that date?
August what?
August 8th.
Yeah, I think so. It is the first part of August, I think.
It's August 8th. It's the...
But you will lie
yes,
there.
August, special election is August 8th. Yeah, it's that day.
I didn't bring... I should have thought about it. I brought my... I'm still in the process of getting my things filled out, so...
So we won't keep you. If there's and no further questions, we do have another candidate that we're going to be interviewing as well. We would be making a decision soon, and we're looking at the start date of July 1st.
Okay.
Pay is always the first of the month. If it's on a Saturday or Sunday, then it's the next business day.
Okay.
So that you have an idea how that works. Any questions for us?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie, could you give me a...
And we're neighbors also. You just don't realize it. I'm on the other side of the freeway.
On that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even realize. I didn't recognize you. But I've only seen you a few times.
I don't leave my house much.
We don't. I don't
thank
either.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, can we have a recess?
Yes. Thank you. We are in recess at 11:21. Okay. So I need to tell the time.
Yeah. Please do.
So we're coming out of a break. It is now 11:59.
Okay.
So I figure since we didn't get a resume from you, can you kind of give us a little bit of background on you, and then that'll give an opportunity for questions.
Yeah.
Does that help, guys?
Yeah. I don't have anything here.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I went to Columbus State for sports and exercise science. I also have a phlebotomy certificate from the Ohio State of Phlebotomy.
And that is phlebotomy? Is that
for blood, right?
Yeah.
For what?
Drawing blood.
Okay, however, after all of this education, I never ended up working in any of these fields.
Sometimes happens that way. I've
actually went in and helped run and revamp some offices, one of them being the Bowden Fence Company. I'm sure some of you are probably familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Just right here off Hart Road. I've done billing, accounts receivable, and accounts payable for Ward Trucking. And I've also done that for an owner-operator trucking company called Travco.
And how many employees did they have?
Travco? He just had two.
Okay.
But it was all the scheduling and getting his routes and making sure that things were being paid as they came in and that he was receiving his pace.
Okay.
So how many employees have you dealt with, like, as far as, like, dealing with any kind of payroll or accounting in any of the places you mentioned?
I want to say that Bowden Fence probably had roughly 20.
Okay.
And then Ward Trucking, I did not do their payroll, gotcha. But I did, you know, accounts receivable, accounts payable, okay. And then all of their billing. Oh, man. Some nights I'd go through over 200 bills.
Okay. That's pretty typical around what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's comparable.
Sorry. On a weekly.
Yeah, it can be pretty comparable.
And that know. Was nightly.
So just thinking of the capacity
yes.
is what I was thinking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you lived in township all your life then, haven't you?
Pretty much.
And your father is Troy? Is
yes.
that because I think that's what you said.
Yes.
Troy, and he's lived here all his life.
Yes, I'm pretty
and then
sure
your
he
grandfather
has
still lives in the township, is
yes.
that right? Yeah.
So
you have your father, then your grandfather.
Right. So
and then my grandmother has lived here all of her life too, and unfortunately she just passed away in January.
Mm-hmm.
But like most of my
you're rooted
family.
Here,
yes.
right? That's
yeah.
really great. That's really great.
And then Judy Dennis owns the glass shop. That's my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
She did eventually move to Westgate, but still her
Westgate,
business
West Side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. her business is still in the township.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah,
her son, Jason, don't live far from the township.
No, he doesn't. He's just up here off of Klein Regalwood.
Yeah.
Who is that?
So how many hours would you be, because we know what it takes, like,
yeah.
from, and we can't require hours,
right.
but how many hours are you willing to put into the position? Because that's where we have felt the struggle in the past, because obviously we were interviewing for a reason.
Yeah.
And other candidates have come in, or other people that have been in the position who had a full-time job, and they think they can balance
right.
that with this, and it doesn't work. And so I just kind of wanted to know from your perspective, what are based on your jobs or
yes.
personal engagements, what are you willing to commit
this
to the
job?
This
would be my main job.
Okay.
So then what I would maybe be doing to supplement is swim instructor, which I've done at the YMCA for many years.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. So this would be my main focus, career-wise or job-wise.
Okay. Because it's important, because that's where we've been struggling, is finding that presence, you know, because
yes.
Because as you know, it's an elected position, and mm-hmm. you're familiar with that. Yeah, I was telling the gentleman that you had ran before.
What year did you run?
I can't even remember now. I want to say 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking
it was somewhere around that. Yeah,
and because I remember your name being on the ballot.
Yep.
And
I lost by very little.
Yes.
Which was very surprising.
Right.
Because I got a little late start on my campaign.
Yeah, and so the commitment is in the presence, I think, is important for the board, even though you kind of set your own schedule,
yeah.
you know, and you kind of do your own thing. But they have board meetings, like we were pointing out, the calendar, where the red dots are, is our scheduled meetings. Those are red
yes.
dots. So those are automatic.
Right.
And then they have, like, a meeting like today is a special meeting.
Right.
Okay. And even though I can play the role here at the table and can do the business, they do like the fiscal officer to be at the table when they're
right.
having meetings.
The public, especially.
Yes.
And when we're having yes. those public meetings, the public likes to see that engagement and likes to see the person
yes.
that they're ultimately going to be voting for. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's important as well. And sometimes we understand that scheduling, like personal things can come up, doctor's appointments, different things
right.
that the board sets these, and then I can help with that. Like
okay.
I can, you know,
yeah.
we just let the board know you're not able to attend this meeting. I'm going to be in your place.
Okay.
You know? And so it's just important to communicate that to the board in that kind of, because it's important for the voters.
Oh, yes. I completely understand. Most of my family has came down to these meetings for as long as I can remember.
Right. And
yes.
so it's important that they want to see the people they voted for.
Yes.
You know? And so, yeah, I can be at the table, but I'm not
right.
the person
right.
that they voted in.
Right.
And so I don't mind filling in for you or being your backup in anything you need, because I'm your assistant.
And evening times, like the most thing that I can think of right now is I have a son who does football and wrestling
mm-hmm.
and band. So really when it comes to evening things, it's about one game a week.
Because right now the meetings are noon right now.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So and
it could shift.
It could change.
It could shift in January.
At the discretion of the board, they can change the times.
Right.
But until then, we're set at noon.
This is the first
It seems
year.
To work out.
Yeah, I like
right.
I like the afternoon. Two reasons. One, we're going to dorm business hours, as
yes.
some other townships do. Two, a lot of, I've heard residents that have come from a long time grumble. They don't like change. I've heard from other
tough.
Neighbors that say, I like it at noon because they can be home. They don't have to go in dark, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
So I personally think, for my reasoning of it, is our department staff don't have to come back in.
And that makes sense.
You know, they go mm-hmm. home at, you know, they go home at 3 and then they come back at 5. It's just, you know, they've already worked an 8-hour day.
Right.
Why not do it at noon, then they go back to work?
Right.
Right.
Makes sense.
I was thinking of trying to read through some of the questions. I like
she's number, reading through.
Like number 4.
Yep.
Can you provide an example of
yeah,
like
I just put
any time in your life, doesn't matter, like professional,
you
personal,
you're
when you're,
on
your
no,
personal
you,
ethics
you,
were tested.
You actually covered, yeah. You actually covered some
yes,
of those samples.
At Ward Trucking, we got a
using
new
number
lady
4, John.
In who was going and dealing with the damages that were on the dock. And she started like stealing some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of caught her doing it, and it put me in a really weird position, because when you worked in the billing department at night, there's no other supervisors or like your bosses aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to sneak stuff under my desk that she was trying to sneak out. And I had to call our terminal manager and have a private meeting, and let's just say she was not very happy with me
right.
for the rest of her employment.
Right.
Which is probably a short time.
Because mm-hmm.
there are times when things can, it can get challenging at times, because as I think John used an example earlier, where we can't put our personal into it.
Yes.
Because like, you know, the board sees the need for, we're just using an example of a vehicle for
right.
a department.
Fire truck.
Fire truck. I can't say,
they don't need a fire truck. That fire truck's just fine.
Right, right.
Even though we're using up Arlington's fire truck right now, we're fine.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
A new one when we can borrow.
Right, so I can't pull my personal in, even if I think, damn, they could use that fire truck one more year. Like, I can't.
Like, we could cut here a little bit more.
Right.
Like,
I mean, unless you can show financially in the numbers where we think we can support the maintenance on that fire truck for one more year, you're not really going to be able to.
We keep using fire truck, and I start having heart palpitations.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not joking. Up Arlington's just sitting over there.
Well,
I know.
We
know.
A lot of taxpayers that get all upset, too, when we're trying to. Yes. New levies and stuff. Like, well, we don't see anything wrong with this fire truck. So you have it from both sides.
And I think
what's important
when we do want to buy something like a big apparatus is that we're sharing what it's been costing to maintain that apparatus.
Well, yeah, because that goes into, is it worth it to keep maintaining?
And so
or
when the
we just need to
department head
in
says
else.
In this last year, we've had to put $60,000 into the fire truck. And we've had to do that for the last 3 years.
Right.
When we can get a new fire truck for, you know what I mean? And
yes.
you're like, whoa, maybe maintenance is starting to go up.
Right.
And so that educates the people to realize, oh, we.
Right. Do you want
to? If my house is on fire, I need that fire truck to get there.
Good,
yes.
You
know.
Good to have an open discussion. Mm-hmm. And that way everyone's educated. And,
yes.
You know, as a fiscal officer's position is. You're to educate us, make sure we're educated on our budget.
On the budget and
on the number,
where things are going.
And then, you know, if we have that every month, we'll know where the money, you know.
Yes.
If we have the money, we might have to reappropriate it.
Right.
Move it from one fund to another, but it shouldn't be, oh my God. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, especially if we get an unexpected expenditure or something, especially if something breaks that we weren't expecting to break, maybe. We had it in the budget that we were going to buy an apparatus next year, and we've been planning for it, but the apparatus breaks this year.
And it's not quite
so we're like, okay, we're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so that's when he's talking about, like, reappropriating. So maybe we need that extra $10,000. We're not quite there yet.
Right.
Maybe we can move that.
Move it this year. Move it
and then we
this
have to
year.
Educate the people why we're doing that. And and so we can't, as fiscal, just go ahead and move the money without talking to those guys.
Well,
you know,
one of the things I ran on was transparency and integrity. And I like to tell them more information than I think they need.
Yes.
That way they can't say what.
And how comfortable you are with, like, how do you feel? And I go, I use my own opinion. Like, when you sit down to learn something for the first time, do you feel like you retain information pretty quickly? You're a quick learner. You take notes.
Yes.
Because we use a system called UAN, which is the Unified Accounting Network that's provided through the auditors of the state.
Yes. Ralph was telling me a little bit about this.
And so it's a very sophisticated system. Like, it does a lot of things, but to some degree it's antiquated. You know, so there's still things that they're trying to build. They're building a new UAN, but they've been telling me ever since I've been here, we're going to get a new UAN. And so I feel it's going to take years to build a new system. And so, but there's a lot to learn within that system. And so just being willing to invest the time.
And be open and
to
retain.
Yeah, and there's handbooks, there's tutorials, there's things online. Steve's a whiz at it. He can walk you through UAN.
What's this button do?
But what's nice is that we have been able to give the department heads view only within UAN, which does help relieve a little bit from the fiscal, because they were always coming over and going, can I get a revenue report? Can I get an appropriation report? And this way they can just view it themselves. Like, they don't have to come
and
over.
And it's not stopping you from what
you're
working on.
You don't have to stop and go get the report.
Now it's only us trustees going, hey, can I have this? Hey, can I have this?
And then we try to provide those reports for them at meetings as well, you know, so they can see what's going on. Like, this meeting coming up, I'll make sure they have all of the May information, because reconciliations are done and everything, so they get to see the month of May at this meeting coming up. So they'll get the picture of everything that went on in that month. And so, and then know the balances moving forward, so they know how June looks going in. So that helps them kind of see where we are at any point in our investment accounts and everything like that. So it gives them the information that they feel solid when they're making decisions, that they have the tools that they need to.
Right, and they can see where everything is and where we are sitting currently.
Right, and if they have a question about something, we also have a contractual CPA that's with us as well. And so he's nice as a go-to. If there's something on the budget that we're not sure, like, hey, what does this mean? You know, he, as the CPA, having more knowledge in that, can kind of go into a little bit more depth and help us as all and guide us. So
I think he was here one time when I came in. He was working at this desk, maybe. Yeah.
No, if he was working at this desk, that would have been the auditor.
Okay.
They camp out here.
Yeah, so... what do you guys have? I mean, you got your little question sheet.
I think you did a great job, Robin, of going through that, because I'm going to pass other than the questions that I ask at this point, and I'm going to see if Steve, Ralph, or you have any questions, because you hit a lot of the ones I was going to ask.
Maybe Jim.
I only have one here, and that's just why you applied for the position.
I ran a few years ago, like we had discussed. I always felt like it would be a good job. I've lived, like I've said, in the township most of my life. So being able to come in and help keep our little township, which seems to be dwindling down, smaller and smaller. I would like to be a part of that.
Good answer. I feel the same way. I mean, I live in the township too, and I've lived here my entire life. And
it's
you
so
feel
easy.
Like it's rewarding, even though it gets frustrating, very frustrating at times. Because we're just trudging, trying to get out of, you know, some of the things that the auditors are telling us about and different things we need to do better. But ultimately, we've kind of come up with this fun little thing that Steve and I, we were talking about putting it on the wall as our logos, we're trying.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So when people say, well, we're trying, you know, we honestly are. I mean, Nicole and Steve and I, like, really run this part of the office on a day-to-day operation, and we that's our thing. We're trying to understand what's expected, and especially from the board when they have things that they need done. Like the minutes are a big one, you know, that the office is responsible for, and we've kind of, and I don't want to take any credit for that because I wasn't really a part of when they revamped the minutes and brought it down to more of like a summary version.
Yeah.
And the board really likes that version.
Yeah.
And so that works better for us because it's not so lengthy and so novel-like that we're spending hours writing this 14-page novel when we're down to, you know, 3-4 pages, depending upon the length of the meeting.
Right, right.
So that helps us, too. But our jobs are working together as a team, and all of us, you know. And there are times when we may not necessarily always personally agree on something, but you kind of, it's you put that on the back burner.
Right,
we you have
to find
look at
a
the,
way to come together.
To look at the, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and we've come a long way here in the year and a half that I've been here.
Yeah,
of being able to have some pretty candid, open conversations with one another. If we don't agree, no one's ever. We're not all going to agree on the same thing all the time. But being able, you know, it's okay to not agree, but it's okay to not stay that way. It's not okay to.
I mean,
stay
you can
that
professionally
way.
Agree to disagree on.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. That's, thank you. Thank you.
And try
because
to keep working.
Because if we all agree to this
answers.
All the time, this it would be like a weird situation.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, we all have our own opinions. We're all from different places. We've all been raised differently.
Yes.
We all have different expectations. I mean, even though I went to school with James and John was a little bit farther ahead of me, but we were on the same school and the same bus and all. Here we end up, Ralph Horn has been an asset to the township for years. Yes. We all bring a little piece of something.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
I've lived in the township since 92.
Okay.
But I was always around the township from going to school with it.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, I had the yearbooks out the other day. I was laughing at us.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but yeah, it's interesting because I didn't even know I went to school with her. I had no idea. You know, because we were in different grade levels, but we were still at school at the same time.
Right, right.
You know, like, so I'm flipping around in there, and I'm like, because you were in there with Robin Chaney.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he's in the same grade as Robin Chaney. Well, I know Robin Chaney, but she was not in the same grade as
me.
Right. So I'm like, by golly, we did go to school together. You know, so it's kind of funny how the circle of life comes around and catches you. So, but any you guys have any other, like, all these questions we have?
Well, it does a great job, Robin.
Steve, you got something there?
You know, there is one, Lindsay. We're in the middle of a state audit, and we're going through a ton of changes.
Yes.
And we're trying to educate specifically department heads.
Okay.
And it's hard because in their mindset, this is not what they want to do. They want to do it
this
the
way
that got us into this predicament. So how are you dealing with communicating with people in general that have their mindset that they're going to do it their way?
Right.
Trying to communicate with people on how to change. You have to approach people like that a little delicately sometimes and try to get them to understand and see why we are making these changes and that these changes are happening because we don't want to be in the position that we're in anymore. You know, and like, so we need to, we all communally need to make these changes together. If not, we might find ourselves in the same situations.
Terrific. And it's funny, and we use that almost every day with...
Right, it's interesting, because I run across a scenario almost every day of something that you feel like the enforcer. Like,
right, you know, yes.
I have to have this before I can do this.
Yes.
You know, and like for one instance, you know, we've just passed this very large policy and procedural handbook that everybody signed off on, and it's got all right. the things in it that, that we're supposed to be doing.
Changing.
And there's one in there about credit cards and how to properly purchase and how to use one. Well, I get a receipt on my desk and I'm reading the policy on how to handle it because it's a new policy.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm following it. Well, the employee didn't follow it correctly. So I can't do anything with this receipt until the employee does the steps in the policy.
Yep.
So I scan the policy, I scan the receipt back over to the employee, and I said, this policy was implemented. I'm sorry, but this step was missed. Can you follow that step and return that receipt to me?
Yes.
So I'm trying to stay, like, I'm not the one making the rules. I just have to follow them. And the board approved that this is how we were going to follow this policy. And so I have to hold the policy accountable and do my job. And they respected it. There was no resistance. They were like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that policy.
Yes, I had some similar things happen at Board Trucking.
Okay.
The drivers had a whole like meeting where they had to start filling out their delivery receipts and certain things differently.
Right.
So then I was to start auditing them. Well, some of them did not want to conform to the new way.
Okay.
Well, I've been here for 20 years and I've done it this way. Yes, but you just had a meeting.
There we go.
You just signed, you know, the new papers saying we have to do it this way. So you're going to have to, you can't leave. You have to sit down. You have to fix this. I can't bill it until it's correct.
Okay.
And then I did have to audit a couple of them and they got mad, but it was like, you had a couple of warnings. I went over it with you. You had the meeting. You signed the paper. I'm not going to, you know, be sitting in hot water because you're not doing what you need to do. We have to do it this way or I cannot bill for this.
So one of the things that I have seen, especially like in meetings, I try to make it easier for your, potentially your department, especially like when we need resolution.
Yes.
And they've always done it this way. We'll run in, we'll get it done at this meeting, or like what Robin said with the, if Robin would have said, okay, I'll fix it this time, but next time, you'll still have that every time.
Yes, it will still keep happening because
until
they're just set in their ways.
From today on, because 20 years from now when they change it, then these people go, well,
yes,
we used to
do it like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Used to doesn't work here anymore.
Right.
Right. And we see that with like payroll. I mean, I had two yesterday. Had to call over two different department heads. I need you to come over here. You didn't fill out this form right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not scanning it over. You come back over here because I need the originals. I need you. And I'm trying to do payroll. You know?
Right.
And you're like, well, I'll be over.
And you're like, well, I can't move on with this
And so 45 minutes later, I'm like, can you give me an ETA?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
unacceptable. I have to move along. You're holding everyone up because I need this paper. And mosey's on over, you know, no urgency.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh
Robin,
my God.
Since you were going to, you know, go ahead and handle, done an excellent job on the interview, I must say, why don't you refresh it? Now, I did tell her a little bit about she has to run for office and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just take a minute and refresh her head, you know, she needs to get
procedures
and that kind of thing.
Well, with the...
You remember some of the things I told you.
Yeah, upon appointment, hypothetically, so hypothetically upon appointment, this appointment is through March the 30th of 24. And so if you wish to, I mean, if you would be in the position, then you have the ability to then pull a petition and begin the process, which you have done before.
Yep.
And then your name goes on the ballot.
Yep.
And if you're running unopposed, then your term will then be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, other people could run, but you know how to run a campaign. You know how to go out door to door. And then your job would be to elevate enough where people know your name.
Yes.
You know, and that would be the part that's going to be put back onto you.
Yes.
Because this today is till March the 30th.
Right.
Right. And then the rest is up to the voters, which means you put that out there and put your energy out to get their attention.
Go door knocking again.
Right. And again, you're familiar with those steps. So just so you know that we would encourage you to do that. Obviously, we can't necessarily go out door to door for you or those kind of things, but we can just encourage that if you like the position and you like to maintain it, get your petition pulled and get started.
Yes.
And so that's kind of the process. Mr. Horn, was that
kind
what you wanted
sooner,
me?
The better.
Is that what you wanted me to explain to her? Was that process?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to be fair, too, if for some reason we pick a different candidate, by all means, you're able and welcome to run in November as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's open. I mean, obviously, anyone can run. So if you're appointed or not, you have that ability to do so. But just knowing the timelines are in there, you know.
You have any questions for us?
I don't think so.
I discussed
a lot. I had a meeting with Steve about
a month ago. She inquired, so
and I've ran, so.
And you have any like questions about like the obligations of the job? I mean, I know you're somewhat familiar with the expectations of the job. I'm sure you've read up on it and things. But is there anything particular you want to ask the board, like relationship wise or things like that?
I don't think so. I know that a lot of changes have been happening with, like you said, like different systems and things like that. So I know I'm coming into a transitional period of a such.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good word for it, transitional.
I think that Steve's really great resource for all of us. I mean, he really tries
to. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, like if you're having an issue, like, and I hate to bother him, like if I can't get compliance out of a department head, I hate to have to go say, Steve, can you text so-and-so? I can't get them to respond to this.
Yes.
You know, I hate to do that because I try to get the department heads plenty of time. And then if it's getting down to the deadline, I got to get something processed, then I have to come to Steve and then he lights the fire.
You got to get it done.
And all of a sudden, poof, they're available.
Right. All of a sudden, you can reach them.
We got a great team here. We do. I mean, Robin, Nicole, Steve, they make us look good.
I just hate to see what I've seen in the past. People would put their work off on Steve.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you do this BWC?
Yeah, they are. Right.
Yeah.
They're on it down.
You know. You shouldn't say no. Hand it back.
Yes, go do your job.
We keep him busy enough. I mean, there's three of us pouring into him.
Yeah.
And so I try not to dump anything, but I mean, he is a great.
It is what it is.
And he's a great resource. I mean, and if you need connections with someone or you need to help with something, Nicole's the same way. She'll jump in. Like yesterday, I was having trouble with this UAN computer because Jeff decided to move the computer during payroll time, and I thought going to lose my mind.
Oh, no.
You don't have the authority to go move a UAN computer anyway, and you move it while I'm in the process. So Nicole's in there trying to keep me calm because I felt like I'm getting ready to lose a gasket. Because
you had to restart it and
everything
right?
All over.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, I'm glad Jeff wasn't here because I was very upset with him. Why would you unplug the UAN computer when I'm trying to do payroll?
Oh, my goodness.
So Nicole is saving. No, Nicole's in there scrambling around. I'm plugging everything in.
I'm trying to get payroll done.
You have to restart the whole computer and everything.
I'm trying to breathe. I'm like, this is not the day for UAN to go down. This is not the day for UAN to go down. I have 60 people needing to be paid.
We've got to get it done.
So anxiety goes up. Nicole comes. She's the peacemaker. She's in there moving the cords around, plugging it, unplugging it, and it all came back on. It's like, oh. Like,
I can breathe.
I can get this done.
But again, we work as a team. Like, she stopped what she was doing
right, to
help me.
You,
even Steve has stopped what he's doing.
Oh,
you know.
No,
but I mean, but he is like, and if Nicole's out here and the copier's not working or something, she'll come out and help. Like, we help each other. Like, one day I was in there slamming around on mine, and she was like, you're having problems with your printer. You know what I mean? So we're really good at trying to help each other.
Well, I mean, and that should not be what a team is, and isn't this a team?
Yeah, so just so you know that that's what we support each other, is I guess the word I'm trying to look for. So, gentlemen, anything?
I'm good. I think we're good. We want to thank you for the time. Our next step is the board's going to meet and go through all the candidates, and then that's the hard part is then picking the person. Once the person is selected, you'll be contacted, and we are looking at a start date of July 1st.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, how many people did apply?
So far, you're the third.
Okay.
Third person.
Okay.
So, and if we can't come to a consensus, then it becomes a judge makes a decision.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, if you would do me a favor, if you could send me like 3 references.
Yeah, and I have a resume that I can send you. So we went canoeing, and my daughter tipped over the canoe with my phone in it, and now I've been locked out of my iCloud.
Oh, God.
So that's where your resume is. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm dealing with Apple trying to get back in, because, of course, I have the 2-factor authenticator on there, which was all on my phone.
So that one device that gets ruined.
Apple is great, but
oh my goodness,
that's all right. iPhone, you forget one click and your voicemail is set up.
Oh my goodness,
yeah. So you can send that over to Steve when you get it recreated. Or
the phone is done. So I've had to like try to switch over, and now I'm just locked out of the iCloud because iCloud's like, we don't recognize this device.
And there's no one to really call.
I did get a hold of somebody, but she's like, well, you already filed the appeal, so it's going to be like, it looks like a couple weeks. I'm like, oh my gosh, I use my iCloud for everything. It's all my pictures. It's my email. It's
these people,
it's everything.
They're ridiculous.
So I'm like, all the times I've taken these kids canoeing and fishing and whatever, never once a problem. The one time I forget to put it in a baggie or the waterproof thing,
flips over.
It never failed.
Well, we appreciate understanding where it is.
Wow.
So,
I thought you were going to say the dog ate it.
No, but our puppy did eat my son's homework last year. And he had to go in and tell his teacher, like, I need the new paper.
Really?
And this, yes.
And
we have 2 mastodons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just sent an email. Like, he's not lying. Our puppy really did eat his homework along with my mail. So,
yes. You guys have anything else for Lindsay?
So did you have anything for us?
I don't think so.
Hearing nothing, we will thank you very much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
It was great meeting you.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for coming
in.
I'll see you later, Larry. You take care, young lady.
Come on, Lindsay. I'll walk you out.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You too.
We're going to adjourn the meeting.
The arts fest this weekend.
Yes.
I will. In case. Okay, yeah.
He's going to take a potty break.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Unless there's anything. Is there anything we need to talk about? Because if not, I'm going to adjourn. Hearing that, I am adjourning the meeting at 12:30. And gentlemen, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Well done.